welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show this Friday night, Saturday morning. Always a time to celebrate, even for those of us who love our jobs as much as we do. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. We've got Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, and Margaret Gray along the line with us here this evening. It's been an eventful night. We also have, again,
Joe Dickhead.
Joe Dickhead, who's no relation to Bud Dickman.
Although he should be.
Yeah, well, that's... See, nobody didn't even get no laugh.
I'm not trying to get a laugh.
All right, fine. That was uncalled for, Margaret.
Yeah, you trying to start a fight?
Start a fight? Boy, that's a hot one. I'd love to see the day this guy throws down with me.
You kidding me?
All right, watch it, will you please?
I'm just saying, you know.
You talk about me write a check that I can't cash?
No, I'm not talking about you writing a check you can't cash. I'm saying don't let your mouth write a check that your butt can't cash.
I don't understand that.
Well, that figures.
All right, never mind. You don't have to understand it, and you don't have to bait him into a fist fight, okay? How many times have you had this guy, have you kicked the guts out of this guy?
Oh, I didn't kick anything.
Yeah, you did. You had him on the ground that time, had to throw a bucket of water on him.
Remember that?
So, excuse me for a minute. I'm sorry, Phil, but you got me upset.
Oh, my God.
You got me upset. That's going to happen when you bait me into an argument.
You're the one said you wanted to kick my ass.
Yes, because it got... Never mind. Is there toilet paper?
Yes, there is. I made sure they stocked it.
Sure you don't? Do you want to yell for it?
No, I don't want to yell for it. What's so funny?
I just was remembering back the first hour when Bud said, hey, that's okay. You could just yell. You could just yell for another roll.
What's so funny about that? Just said if there's no toilet paper, she can call for it.
Yeah, man, don't you understand how funny that's going to sound? You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Okay, I'm going to belt somebody if you guys don't shut up. Here I am, like 3 minutes into this damn hour, and you guys are still... Now, I thought it was... When I say we're moving in a different direction, we're moving in a different direction. And to that end, we're moving in a different direction. Time for Joe Dickhead and the Professor. Joe Dickhead and the Professor. NFL Picks, brought to you by PhilHendryShow.com. That's PhilHendryShow.com. Get a backstage pass. Watch live streaming video of our show anytime, day or night. You can watch on demand. You can watch live. You can get our archived audio on demand. You can get our archived audio live. You can get a daily podcast of the show. You can listen to that podcast on demand. That's what podcasts are. They're on demand. Here he is, Joe Dickhead and the Professor. Joe?
Thank you very much, Phil Hendry. Joe Dickhead and the Professor here. We got another big, big week of National Football League action. This is Joe Dickhead and the Professor's NFL Picks.
And I'm the Professor, live from Las Vegas, high above the Las Vegas Strip. And we got some big games coming up. We're going to start with Monday night and work backwards. The Texans are at San Diego. The Houston Texans and the San Diego Chargers, always a great traditional rivalry, except they used to be the Houston Oilers and they changed their name.
No, they didn't change their name. They moved to Tennessee. This is a new...
Oh, that's a new Houston team. We picked the Houston Texans to defeat the San Diego Texans on Monday Night Football.
No, we actually, in the first hour, we picked San Diego, but we changed our mind.
That's right.
It's the Eagles against the Redskins. We haven't changed our mind on this one. We think it'll be the Philadelphia Eagles defeating the Washington Redskins.
First hour, we said the Redskins.
No, we didn't say the Redskins. I'm going to hurt you, and I'm going to hurt every member of your family, Professor.
Thank you, Joe Dickhead. Now, on Sunday Night Football, it's going to be the Giants and the Cowboys. We think it'll be the Dallas Cowboys defeating the New York Giants at home in New Jersey.
No, they're at home in Dallas. God almighty, do you want me to... I swear to God, I'll do it. I'll do it, and then I'll run myself through after. I'll kill you, and I'll kill myself afterwards.
This is the Professor along with Captain Bly, the Cardinals at the St. Louis Rams. The St. Louis Rams, who used to be a football team to contend with when they had Kurt Warner, they were a very, very devastating football team with all kinds of wild action there on offense, but now they don't scare anybody. They couldn't scare a Cub Scout troop. We think it'll be the Arizona Cardinals beating the St. Louis Rams if the game was played in Arizona, and no, it isn't going to be played in Arizona.
That's right, Professor. The game is going to be played in St. Louis, so we pick St. Louis instead. The Green Bay Packers at the San Francisco 49ers. What a classic matchup between two of the greats in the National Football League. Many people pick the 49ers to go to the Super Bowl again. Many people pick the Packers to go to the Super Bowl again. But more people are picking the 49ers to go to the Super Bowl again, and that's why we think they are going to win this game at home in San Francisco. The 49ers over the Packers are upset special. No, it isn't.
No, that's not quite an upset. The Raiders are at the Indianapolis Colts.
Yes, the Oakland Raiders, a football team that is in search of its old identity. I need a dentist.
The Oakland Raiders will defeat the Indianapolis Colts. That's our pick.
It's the Vikings at Detroit. This is our upset special. Call our special hotline and find out who we think will win this game.
Detroit. It's going to be the Milwaukee Dolphins against the Miami Browns. And the Browns will win at home in Cleveland.
Even though they're the Miami Browns.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Cleveland Browns will win at home.
In Cleveland.
In Cleveland.
The next game is the Bengals and the Bears. Always a good matchup. Well, not really. However, we got Cincinnati winning this game on the road against Chicago. The Seattle Seahawks and the Carolina Panthers. The Seahawks can do no wrong in this game on the road over the Panthers. It'll be the Chiefs against the Jaguars. We think the Chiefs win. Buccaneers and the Jets. We hope the Buccaneers win this football game, although we're big New York Jets fans. We just want to see Rex Ryan bounced out of a job. Oh, please, God, let it be.
And then the Falcons against the Saints. This is always a barn burner, always a great ball game there in the NFC South. Always a great ball game for Atlanta and New Orleans fans because the rest of the country couldn't care less about this football game. But we think it's going to be Atlanta winning on the road.
A lot of road teams winning this week in the National Football League. Just chalk it up to week one.
It's the Titans and the Seattle Steelers. No, it's the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's right.
It's the Titans and the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it'll be the Pittsburgh Steelers losing.
Finally, it's the New England Patriots and the Buffalo Bills. And I think Buffalo Bill is going to be a little upset to see his team, the Buffalo Bills, which is a lot of different Buffalo Bills, losing to the New England Patriots.
Which is a lot of Patriots.
That's right. So Buffalo Bill loses to the New England Patriots.
So what does that mean?
Well, I mean, New England is going to win.
Anyway, this is Joe Dickhead and the Professor. If we last till next week, it'll be a miracle here on the Strip in Las Vegas.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
Yeah, was that any good?
You guys are live.
We're live? Oh, you dirty...
All right, so...
They didn't know they were live.
No, they did not know they were live. They thought that we're taping it, and then we're going to clean it up. Yeah, sure. Sorry, Joe. That's not how we play the game here on this side of things in the radio world. Everything's live here, baby. Everything is live and wretched as you hear it. Boy, those are two guys. You talk about rusty. And fact of the matter is, if you're going to do an upset special, the first thing you want to do is not tell everybody who's going to win the game.
Well, why do they call it an upset special?
Because the upset special is that the team that's
the team that's not favored. They are picking to win. But, you know, that's not a secret. I mean, all you got to do is look at the point spread and you find out who the team is that's not favored. You find out who the underdog is. And when they say this is our upset special, call us.
Well, what are you talking about now?
Never mind, Margaret. They had their upset special as the Vikings and the Lions. Well, the Lions are not... The Vikings are going to be favored in that, unless I miss my guess, right?
I got that to check it out and says that the Giants are favored.
I'm not talking about the Giant game.
Give me that, man. Wait. Give it. It doesn't say.
Oh, it doesn't say. Well, then find out who's favored in that game, and then you'll find out who the underdog is, and you'll find out who the guy is that they're picking, and you won't have to call their hotline and pay for it. Those guys are idiots. I mean, idiots. Okay, world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be back with Vernon Dozier. Going to talk a little bit about fantasy football as we continue here in this light here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And philhenryshow.com, 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. We'll be right back. Welcome back to world-famous Phil Henry Show. See, you have who?
I got Frank Gray. You want to talk about a blue pill?
What's the talk about a blue pill?
Oh.
Yeah, Frank, let me get him on the line. I don't know where you are. Frank, where are you?
Hey, good evening.
Where are you at, Frank?
Over at Ted's of Beverly Hills, and she said I could use the phone, so I wanted to. This is a conversation. Margaret said to call.
Well, I said to call in the last hour if there was time, but we have other things we have to do, Frank.
Well, I'm having a conversation here with Ted, and she said go ahead and use it.
All right, go ahead. What did you want to say?
Well, the blue pill that everyone talks about, and know Ted and many of the guys, she uses it, and Harvey Wyman, she uses it, I have used it. But here's the thing.
You talking about Viagra?
Yeah, I'm talking about Viagra, and Margaret said that he told me I could call.
Yeah, right, okay, so what did you want to say?
Right, okay, so what did you want to say? I mean, why is she pushing me?
Frank, we have other people to go on the air.
Frank? Boy, he really needs to gargle, doesn't he? That's what he said. Huh? That's what he said?
Look, Frank, I don't have time.
Okay, to hell with all of you.
What's the problem there?
He's got some idea on how to substitute the Viagra pill. I don't know what it is.
Have him call back. If he calls back, have him call back later on, okay?
You want me to tell Frank Gray, the guy gonna call up and bug me and everything?
I don't give a damn what he does. Tell him what I told you to tell him. Don't give me a hard time. Vernon Dozier joining us now on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we discuss fantasy football, which will be going strong en masse this coming weekend. Fantasy football, fantasy football, something engaged in by an increasing number of football fans across the country. As a coach, as a football expert, and I would say anybody that coaches the game, pretty much at any level. You've coached at the college level. Can you give me, Vernon, your coaching experience quickly?
Well, sure, Phil. I started out coaching at the high school level, and I went to the professional level when the United States Football League started in 1983, if you remember Dave Dixon and the United States Football League.
Yes.
And I coached for the Boston Breakers, and I coached for the New Jersey Generals, and I coached briefly for the L.A. Express. Then I went to the college ranks, coached the University of Redlands for a while, and then I came to Belmar Academy, and I'm going on 30 years at Belmar Academy.
Okay, so the high school level.
That is correct, yes, sir.
Okay, and so you've heard it all, haven't you? And there was a very interesting conversation I had with you, Vernon, as to what you have to deal with at each level of football. At high school, it's the parents.
Yeah, I said at high school you're dealing with the parents, and at the college level you're dealing with the agent, and not the agent, but at the college level you're dealing with the alumni, the alumni, and then at the pro level you're dealing with the agent. So there's always something that a coach has to deal with. And that's part and parcel of the game. But the fans, increasingly the fans have this more influence, I think, than ever before in the game. They have a lot of influence with the teams, and they have a lot of influence with the coaches. And I can't personally, just speaking for myself, I can't take it. I can't take it, and I won't take it.
What is it that you have to take, if you can give us sort of a thumbnail on that?
Well, it's thumbnail. It's not even a thumbnail, Phil. I'll tell you what I can't take. I don't want any fan. I don't want a parent. And as I said, at the high school level, it's parents. I've talked to you about this before. I don't want them coming up to me and telling me how to do it, who to play, or the best play. Don't even do it. And it's gotten tougher. I mean, and we've gotten more success on the football field despite the fact that I've had to keep parents at an arm's length away from me. I can't stand listening to them. I won't talk to them. I don't mind talking about their kids in terms of their development, but the minute a parent says to me, say, coach, how come you're not playing? They don't even get the word playing out. When they say, how come you're not play? And I say, shut it off, close it down, and take a couple of steps back, and let's go ahead and take a deep breath so that you and I don't get into it.
That sounds like that's a high-pressure situation for you. I'm not exactly sure I understand why it is, why you can't deal with it humorously. I know that you were hospitalized for hypertension after last season.
That is correct, yes.
And you know as well as I do, that's the kind of thing that's going to kill you or give you a stroke.
All right, Phil, believe me, I know it. And my wife has told me that my face turns red, my head looks like it's going to blow right off of my shoulders. She's watched me during games. She's watched me
One particular father, who I will not name, his son was our starting quarterback last year for a part of the season, and I benched him and went with somebody else. But I'll turn around, and I looked toward the stands last year because I knew he was there, and I knew where he sat, and I knew he'd be staring at me, and I could feel his eyes burning holes into the back of my head. And Amber said she saw me turn around, look at him. My face, she said, lit up like a stoplight. And I think one of the games I shouldn't have, and I gave him the finger, and I turned back around.
Gave him the finger?
You gave this man, this parent, the finger?
Yes, ma'am, Margaret. Yeah, the guy, let me just say this.
Well, why do you let him bait you like that?
No, I'm not letting him bait me. He's not baiting me. I'm letting him know who the bad boy in the block is, that's all. You see what I mean?
Yeah, but if you are hospitalized with hypertension, okay?
I was hospitalized with hypertension, Phil, because of this ass and the other parents. And, oh, by the way, just to tie this all together, all of them are fantasy football people. They all, hey, coach, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? And I said, you know something? I'm busy coaching a real football team. I don't have time to sit around in a daisy chain with you guys. And
you're talking to parents this way. These are parents that are, you know, they're paying tuition.
Well, hold the phone, Phil. No, they're not. Their kids are there by virtue of a support letter at the high school level. We're helping them out pay the tuition. So no, don't give me that. You know,
do they want you talking about that on the air?
What do you mean?
Well, that seems like it might be something confidential.
Well, listen, if they are calling me up and saying, "Hey, coach, why don't you play my son?" And then I got to turn around because I can feel this guy's eyeballs burning right through the back of my skull. And I turn around, and there he is staring me down. And I went ahead and I tossed him a bone. I tossed him the bone, and I said, "Have at it." I didn't say anything, but I mouthed the words, "Come at me." And that's the last I got bothered by him, you know.
Boy, you know something? You would do better. It's none of my business. I mean, I'm interested in hearing this. You would do better just to ignore these people.
How do you ignore the parent of a kid that you're playing? He's coming on the field.
Well, keep him off the field.
No, during practice is what I'm saying.
All right, getting to fantasy football. We're talking with Vernon Dozier, head coach of Bellamar Academy. He's talking about this ongoing battle you have with parents. It's fascinating. But last year, for the first time, you were hospitalized because of hypertension, and nobody, and myself at the top of this list, Coach, wants to see you get seriously ill and maybe even not be with us. You understand?
I appreciate that, Phil, very much.
And I second that, Coach, because I know you're a good football coach, but allowing yourself to be baited by these parents.
Well, but Margaret, I appreciate that, too.
And I won't say that, too, Coach.
Thank you, Robert. But what about Dickman?
I don't have an opinion.
Okay, let's not get sidetracked by that, huh?
Well, you know, talk about I just heard you, all of you out there, and Dickman doesn't care.
I didn't say that. I care.
Well, then why don't you say it?
Okay, I care.
Thank you.
Was it really that important to you?
Yeah, I mean, I heard you and her and him, and I didn't hear him. I mean, you may think it's petty.
Well, it's a little bit.
In any event, can I move on with what I was saying?
Yeah, I'd like you to.
All right, I mean, what I'm saying is that these people, look, when that guy is staring at me, you're telling me I don't have the right to turn around and toss him a bone.
I'm saying in front of all the parents, in front of all the students, in front of the faculty, in front of whoever's in those grandstands behind you at a football game. Was this a home game?
Yes, it was.
See, you know, everybody's there for the home game. And you turn around and flip this guy off.
Nobody is going to mad dog me. Okay.
Yeah, but you already told this guy what you laid the law down to this guy. You said to him, his son's not getting played. You're going to call the shots, as well you should, and to keep him off the field. You know how they are. For you to turn around and flip the guy off.
I don't like a guy, man. You got to understand something, Phil. I play to win, and I am concentrating 1,000% on the action on the field.
If you're concentrating on the field, then why did you feel this man's eyes burrowing into you?
Because, Margaret, it's a good question. I'm concentrating on the field and concentrating on the field, and then I feel the eyeballs burning into me from behind, so I'm ready to go no matter where the threat comes from. You see? You see, Mr. Hendry?
Not really.
What do you mean? Not really. Yeah, I'm sorry, Phil.
Well, that was childish. You know,
Well, you're You're pretending like you don't understand what I'm saying.
I don't understand what you're saying. I don't understand.
I'm saying I'm ready to kick someone's ass, no matter where they're coming from.
Are you there to coach you're there to coach the game?
Yes, I'm there to coach the game. Why?
All right, hold on. We'll be right back with Vernon Dozier here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I don't understand a thing this guy is talking about. If he's saying that he's ready to coach the football game, then why is he ready to kick ass, you know?
Well, he says that he's ready for any threat. And theoretically, I can understand that he wants to kick the ass on the parent.
Vernon Dozier will be back with us here as we talk about fantasy football. It's been a very weird night, and I'm going to get into a little bit of his coaching philosophy. And, you know, the overall first week in the National Football League. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. We're online at philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com, live streaming video of the show right now. Back to the Phil Hendry Show here, and philhendryshow.com. That's where you get live streaming video cast of the show. Margaret Gray with us here. We have on the line Coach Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. As we continue talking with the coach about the forthcoming season, fantasy football, and all of those marvelous things. All right, let's get into the fantasy football thing, Coach. You know, knowing what you feel and know about amateur people, like parents, and all of the people that down through the years have tried to tell you how to coach, do you get a lot of fantasy football people wanting you to join up and play and this kind of thing?
Well, yeah, you know, fantasy football, Phil, I think that is something for the fan. It's not for those of us who love football and coach it and are involved in it on a professional level. We take it very, very seriously. So if someone comes up to me and says, hey, coach, would you like to be in our fantasy football league, which I have, when you're in a high school coaching profession, you are going to get a lot of parents because they have access to you. If you're at the college level, you don't have to deal with the parents as much as you might ordinarily. And I'm very grateful for that. I'm very, very grateful for the fact that I don't have to listen to a lot of these you know, I'm trying to be kind, but, you know, these idiots.
And you're trying to be kind.
Yeah, Coach, do you actually like coaching at the amateur level?
At the amateur level?
Well, at the high school and college, because the parents are idiots.
No, I'm saying that if I was coaching college football, I wouldn't have to be near any of these people. But because I'm coaching high school, I got them coming at me like, you know, have you ever seen the TV show, I'm sure you have, Walking Dead?
Yeah.
All right. If you coach at the high school level, you got parents coming at you like the ghoul. I mean, it's like a ghoul, like it school's out for ghouls, you know, and all you just see coming at you, yeah. I had a dream one night. My wife woke me up because I was literally crying out in my sleep, and it was something I'll never forget as long as I live. I was sleeping. Obviously, because she had to wake me up. And, sorry. I was trying to make a joke, Phil.
Okay. I'm sorry we didn't laugh.
Well, all right. You didn't laugh, so whatever. Now I forgot what I was going to say.
You know, what we need to do on this show is have a little less concern about whether we're hitting the punchline on jokes, and let's just say what we want to say.
I understand that, Phil.
Just say it.
Mr. Dickman, thank you very much. I'll take direction from the host of the show, but not from a guy who's... Yeah, if I got one of those giant magnets... Well, never mind.
Let's not make fun of Bud. I think what you're saying here is that you got parents coming at you unrelentingly.
Yeah, they're coming. But again, I use that the metaphor of the ghoul. Not the ghoul, but the walking ghoul, you know.
They're talking about the Walking Dead show.
Yeah, like the walking ghoul.
Yeah.
Right. What did they just say?
What are you trying to say? Are you saying the parents are coming at you like the Walking Dead?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
All right, then you've said it.
Right, but do you understand what that's like? Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
I think so.
Well, if you think so, then there's no way you could disagree with me when I say I turn around and I flip one of them off.
But flipping off a ghoul isn't going to stop it.
No, it's not. You're right, Margaret. The only thing that stops the ghoul is shoot the head. You've seen it a million times. I have too. Shoot the head, kill the ghoul. I can't do that. I'm a teacher at the high school level.
You're not going to shoot a parent in the head.
No, I'm not. But if you're asking me what the answer is to these parents that are coming at me like the walking, you know, the dead... There are days, see, now, man, let me just say this, Phil. When I'm out on the sideline, and I'm coaching football...
You're tensing up.
Hold on for a minute. I'll tense up more if you're trying to tell me how to do it. Please don't tell me how to do it.
Coach Dozier...
I said to hold on. I'm on the sideline, and I'm coaching football... Now, I got these people behind me, and they're called parents. Now, as far as I'm concerned, you call them parents. You can call them parents. You can call them mom and dad. You know what I call them? I call them dead. They're dead. They're all messed up. You remember the man when he said, yeah, they're dead, they're all messed up? That's what they are to me. That's what parents are to me. They're dead. They're all messed up. And they're coming at me, and they're coming at me, and they... And it doesn't stop. So I turned around, and I flipped off... Now, if you are really up against it, and you've got it, and please go with me on this, Mr. Henry, because everybody in America has got a ghoul thing or a zombie thing going. I talk about zombies, and I'm told to calm down because I may kill myself. Well, who cares if a zombie or these parents that have zombified are coming at me? See, I know they haven't, but what I'm saying to you is I'm trying to say what I want to say. And that is that if I turn around and I flip off one of these two-bit, no-good, lying, stinking...
Zombies?
Yeah, zombies. I'm called on the carpet by the administration. All I did was flip it off. Now, in the movie... And I know I'm not going to kill one of the parents, but it says, shoot the brain, kill the ghoul.
So what do you do with a parent that's like a zombie, then?
You flip it off! And I got called on the carpet.
Well, I can't argue with you, Coach.
There you go. Thank you. Thank God someone finally is listening.
I can't argue with you, Coach. The reason why I can't argue with you is because I don't want to get you wound up any more than you already are. And do I agree with you? No, I do not.
All right. That's okay. You don't have to agree with me. But just don't call me nuts or tell me I got no right to defend my turf as a coach, my team, and wherever I feel the threat. I'll turn around and I'll go at it. I don't care. See, I'm not afraid of it. A lot of these people, and again, I use the zombie thing, but a lot of these people, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking I'm crazy.
Yeah, I'm thinking you're wound up.
Yeah, so you think I'm crazy?
No, I didn't say that.
Well, yes, you said, yeah, I'm thinking you're wound up. So you started out by saying, yeah.
Coach Dozier, this is Margaret. You work very hard. You're very, very successful at what you do.
Now, look, don't sugarcoat it, okay?
Well, You're acting weird.
How come that guy gets to have a job on the radio and I come on and I talk about flipping a ghoul off and you people want to put me in a soft room? How does that... I don't understand that. Wow, in what universe does that make sense?
I guess not anywhere.
Yeah.
I think you're right. And I think that we will go to bat for you with the administration to say that you can flip off parents... And you should have that right. And they're a pain in the ass. And more power to you, Coach. And as far as fantasy football, which we never really did get to talking about.
Oh yeah, I've got a couple of ideas on that.
No, it's okay. I mean, we're almost out of time.
No, I just want to say, anybody that comes at me with a fantasy football game, you better know what you're talking about. Because if you don't, I can't do anything to you that you would do to the walking. Ghoul, but I'm thinking about it because that's at the point that I look at you and all you are is dead to me. You're a dead. God, I hate being laughed at.
Well, Coach Dozier, you're asking for it with some of these comments.
Oh, so I was being laughed at.
Yes, you were being laughed at. Yes, you were. Oh. So he's hung up. All right.
Doesn't mean he won't call back.
Well, you know, if he calls back, I would rather that he not. Phil Henry Show. So if you come at me with your fantasy football picks, that's when you're dead to me. You look just like a zombie then. I love that, man. That's a football coach, a high school football coach, who believes that parents are nothing more than the walking, as he puts it, the walking ghouls in The Walking Dead. These are just dead things coming at him with their questions. All right, world-famous Phil Henry Show here. I tell you, it is a... I'm one guy that's going to be happy when the fall months really kick in. Now, everybody says the same thing to me every year. Why don't you get some air conditioning in your studio? It is boiling hot in here, isn't it?
Well, Phil, far be it for me to request anything, but I'm dripping, and I do use it, and Robert, who is it that stinks?
It's Bud.
I don't stink. I use the underarm.
Yeah, you got to use antiperspirant, man.
Use an antiperspirant, dude. Okay? An antiperspirant. Deodorant doesn't get it done. Deodorant will never get it done. Only antiperspirant will get it done.
What's that?
Antiperspirant, man.
Everyone is overwrought because it is very warm, and Vernon sounds like he's going to be...
put in a soft room? Yeah. All right, thank you very much, Vernon, for your views on fantasy football. One of the reasons why I had him on to talk about that is because I've had a lot of people asking me, do you want to get into fantasy football? I don't know, man. I don't know whether I want to or not. You know, I don't have the time. I just don't have the time. And the same thing with the Milwaukee Lions, as I was saying in the pre-show. Who's got the time to organize and to get that, get the rights fees to the Milwaukee Lions and get them on the air and all the other stuff that we would have to do? So... we're going to have to settle for just Joe Dickhead and the Professor this year. I think that's what we got to settle for. World-famous Phil Henry Show on his Friday night, Saturday morning here from the El Pacifico. 855-500-7445. Back in a moment. Hello. What happened to you, John? World-famous Phil Henry Show at... 855-500-7445 here in the final few minutes of the program. Vernon Dozier, and the other thing we'd promised Coach Dozier to talk about was, of course, the Syria situation. We'll get on that. He's a social sciences teacher there at Belmar Academy. But I didn't know whether you wanted to get into that. Do you, Coach?
Yeah, I'll get into it. I mean, I've got a couple of thoughts on Obama and on Putin, and I think on the American left, which I, at this particular time, I don't put Obama as a part of, because Obama is starting to act more like a man and less like a Democrat, which I think is good.
All right, 855-500-7445. Here is Tampa. Tampa, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Is this the coach?
Yeah, this is Coach Dozier, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You could use some therapy, man. You're way out there.
I'm way out there, huh? Why do you say that, sir? I mean, I'm talking about. Have you ever coached high school football?
Because no, sir.
Really, what we're talking about is dealing with parents, and when you have a team, you're trying to get these kids to go one direction, and you got a parent that's breathing down your neck. It's like that show, if you've ever seen it. I mentioned to Phil and to the lady here, the Walking, I don't know the name of the show, The Walking Dead. You ever seen that?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And are you a parent, sir? Do you have a young man playing football or anything like this?
This is Mark Manchin. This is the reason why we dropped you from TRN. You got
That's because Mark's losing his ass. It's money.
Dump it. Phil Henry Show here. So what about Obama?
Fact that he is trying to get something done that's going to increase America's credibility 100%, and everybody in the Democratic-controlled Congress is acting like they need mommy, you know.
Is acting like they need their mommy.
Yeah, they're acting like they need their mommy, and they're acting like they need their daddy, and that is exactly what I did not want to see from my Congress. And the same thing goes with, I think, Britain. Now, France butched up, but Britain... just like the American Congress. See, one of the things, Phil, and I'm glad that we finally got off of football and onto this, one of the things that I learned very early on is when I have to make hard decisions, I don't turn around looking for my mama. You see what I'm saying?
You know, Vernon, you're all...
No, hold on. Not Vernon, you're always anything. I'm saying that I cannot abide people who need their mommy. And that's exactly what's going on here.
All right. Well, don't you think it's a little bit deeper than that?
No, I don't think it's deeper than that.
No, hold on for a minute. Don't you think it's deeper than the American people seem to be going into a isolationist period?
Oh, yeah, give me this. You know what the American people are going into? They're going into a I need my daddy period. That's what they're going into.
Vernon, we were just talking about hypertension.
Yeah, you talking about mine?
Yes, sir.
No, I've got no hypertension. I feel good. I feel good. For the first time in my life, I feel good because I'm able to express this. For the first time in my life, I'm able to express this, all right? Now, I'm telling you, the American people have entered not an isolationist period. They've entered a period of, I need daddy. Okay?
And you don't think you need a psychiatrist?
No, I do not need a psychiatrist. Any more than that last guy to call needs a psychiatrist. That guy knows. He knows. Mark Masters pulled the plug on what would have been a fantastic...
All right, let's not get into that conversation now, all right? That's a lot of inside baseball stuff.
Well, maybe it's something you want to talk about, okay? Because it sounds to me like that guy, Mark Masters, and the American people need their...
Daddy!
And I'm here to tell you, you ain't going to see me waddling down the hall for toilet paper, because that's really what's going on.
All right, so before you start flipping your lid completely, and you're indicting a lot of people here, and you're indicting, obviously, the masculinity and the maturity of the American people, and now we, you know, this waddling down the hall for toilet paper, what is wrong with an American populace that has an isolationist bent? It's happened before in this country's history. It happens when the American people seem to feel there is a need for it. What's wrong with it now?
Well, you know, Phil, if we'd been isolationists back in 1939, then we would have sat on the sidelines while a mass murderer cut a swath through Europe, Asia, God knows where. We'd be sitting on the sidelines while Adolf had his way with your wife, girlfriend, and daughter, yours and mine. Now, I don't do that. Vernon Dozier doesn't do that. I don't sit on the sidelines while some guy has his way with my wife. And I sure don't sit there and go, Mommy, when I have to pick it up, cinch it up, zip it up, tie it off, roll it up, saddle it up.
Okay.
What?
This is, Vernon, you're not making your point at all. All you're doing is convincing all of us that you need 72-hour lockdown.
Oh, so that's what it is, huh? So that's why you kept me on the air, 72-hour lockdown.
No, not necessarily, but...
Because I've got an opinion that opposes yours.
No, your opinion doesn't oppose mine at all. I agree with you.
Do you agree that everyone needs their mommy?
No, I don't agree. It's the way you're saying stuff, like that. Everyone needs their mommy! Okay?
I'm making a point the only way I know how to make it. I'm getting through to the American people the way Obama can't. Obama, if Obama got up and made a speech like this and said, all of you people out there, all of you American people out there, you know what the problem is? You're all waiting around to be sucking on your mama! He'd get through to the American people and he'd get some stuff done. But Obama doesn't want to do that. Obama, what he wants to do is he wants to go through this mamby-pamby milquetoast, wants to sit down and break bread with that Russian, that Putin. 5 cents, Mel, what I wouldn't give. If Obama got up, Phil, and said, all you people in the United States of America are a bunch of just free-swinging fat...
Okay, that I can't, you know...
Oh, he was about to say the F word.
Yeah, I heard that. I dumped it, Mr. Henry.
No, I dumped it. I dumped it.
Well, I did, too.
Okay, great. We both dumped it.
What was he going to do?
I heard F.A., and that's all I needed to hear. So, yeah, that's a guy that's... You talk about wrapped too tight. There it is. Vernon Dozier, he's wrapped real tight. By the way, check the homepage of our website, philhenryshow.com, if you want further reference on some of the things that was discussed there in that phone call. We'll have that on our home. Actually, we have it on our homepage, and we also will have a show log on the radio show right after we get off the air. So it's just been a crazy night, and it hasn't been helped by the fact that it's about a million degrees in here. But hey, what are you going to do? You know.
Well, the summer months are ending, and we did learn that the summer months are ending with a low economy as the result of Jeff Dowder's band not being all that good. I would like to say at this time that I've been sitting very quietly. I haven't said anything. I've been listening as this radio program veered and careened from one extreme point and personality to another. I think tonight has been frightening. It's just been frightening.
Why?
Why? Why? Are you listening to these idiots? And I want to say that it's an evening like this where I don't get any credit. I went to the bathroom once. I didn't sing. Nothing. I just allowed this to roll over top of me like a group of men in a pool hall at 3 a.m. and I'm by myself. I allowed myself to be lifted up and laid on the pool table of your show and manhandled by this... You talk about the walking dead.
Margaret, you know, why does this come down to you being assaulted?
Because that's how I feel.
Well, Ms. Gray, nobody tried to assault you or anything. And if they did, I want to apologize at this time.
Thank you very much, Bud, but it's too late.
1 minute.
It's too late for what?
I'll say it again. Tonight, on the Phil Haney... Phil...
Hendry
show... I was theoretically, Phil, lifted up, dropped ass first on a green felt, cheap, beer-stained pool table. What is that?
That's the bumper music that we have to...
Well, you know what? Forget it.
Sorry. I'll say it for... Margaret Gray tonight, folks, was theoretically lifted up and dropped ass first on the beer-stained green felt pool table of my show. See you guys on Monday. Have a great weekend. God bless. World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. Get ready. Get cinched up. Get saddled up, man. Get riled up for Monday.